key. At least you got a set from Roger, but the beginning of the third set was important. You had break point. It's possible to beat Novak in this court?
Yeah, I would say I was close for sure. Even last set was Spago, you know. I had a couple chance first couple games, and the first set he played really too good for me, you know. But second set I was still playing well, and he got a little bit tired, and I took some risk, and everything worked well in the second. So I was playing well, and even first couple points in third set I thought I had it, and I think I start thinking too much about his number one player Novak, and I think I risk it too much, and I think I did too many unforced first couple games. Then he start playing better, so it's very disappointing, because I think if I do a little bit change, I could be a little more closer in a third set. So but it was good 1 week.
Did you have the feeling that he got frustrated by the support the crowd gave you today?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has been an amazing year for you. You finished at number 5. How does it match up with how you expected it to be at the beginning of the year?
It was. One of the best year for me. Even this was first experience. I think I did really well, and now a little bit disappointed. I could go final, but he was a little better. So for sure that I have to do well this off season. I have to train well and injury free again. But I think I will have a lot of chance for big tournaments, especially Grand Slams, and hopefully I can come back to the final again, and I love to play Australian Open, so hope I can have a good start of the year next year.
Yep. Okay, you had a lot of your matches this season. How much was fatigue, either physical or mental, a factor this week and today in particular, and how is your wrist, because you had it treated again today?
Maybe mentally a little bit tired than this couple of years, because I had to fight a couple tight moments especially in Paris. I had to win a couple matches to get in here, and US Open was first experience to go final and play 7 matches, 5 sets. But I think physically I showed that I could play 7 matches and play I think 2 times 5 sets, and I still I was feeling okay. So I think physically I'm getting strong, and I think it's going to be very important I do well this December, a lot of train and good practice, and try to prepare for next year.
So, Kat, do you think the Australian Open will be the first Grand Slam that you go into now, feeling like you might be able to win?
For sure I will go try. It's not like I can come back to semi-final, final, it's no promise. So hopefully I can have good preparation December and have another good confidence. And I think I will start Brisbane. So it's going to be very important I have good off-season.
Okay, you've played all the top players this year, Novak and Rafa and Roger, some of them pretty recently. But Novak's number one. Do you feel like there's much of a gap between him and those other top guys, just in terms of his play and consistency, or are the margins still very thin?
For sure. It's really tough to play these top 3 players, very consistent from the baseline, and like you see today, he was, even he lost second set, he was still focused, and he knows what he has to do, to win. So, for sure that they have more, little more experience, and Yeah, it's always tough to play, you know. But I think I'm getting really close, and I beat Roger this year and also Novak too, so it's not like I can't beat them, so I think I'm getting close. Yeah, when he's playing well, I don't think anybody can stop him, but like you see today, you know, he got a little bit tight in second set, and if I could, you know, stay there a little more focused, and then I think we have some chances to beat him.
Kai, you have created history for Asia for so many times, but we have only very few Asian players on the tour. You compete with the same sport with the player from Western country, but you have lots of different things with them, different culture, native language, or even different favorite food. I'm wondering, do you feel being a little different with most of the players?
I don't know, it's tough to compare with other players, but I don't know, it's, for me it's easier to live in US and do good practice, and traveling is not too tough, you know, for me, and yeah, I always enjoy this this tour, you know, I can go different country every week, and I was really enjoying this week, you know, in London. They have a good facility here, they bring whatever I want here, and you know, restaurant is really well, so I always, you know, try to enjoy every moment.
You played just in the last week on this court, Roger and Novak. If Roger wins tonight and they play in the final, how do you see it going, and what would they need to do against each other? What works against them where they've looked almost unbeatable here?
I don't know. Stan is playing well, so I don't know what's going to happen, but it's gonna be interesting if Roger and Novak play. You know, they both playing well, so yeah, we'll see what's happened tonight.
Okay, you won a lot of big matches this year. Roger and Novak have won a lot of big matches for many, many years. Do you have a new appreciation for what they've done now that you've been at that level or close to it yourself?
I really think about, you know, what they do is, you know, really amazing. Like Novak, Rafa, Roger, they win a couple times a year in a row, you know, other Grand Slams, and even for me, I had so much like stress, pressure in US Open, you know, playing 7 matches, so I don't, you know, I couldn't imagine how they handle the pressure and everything, you know, through whole years. So, and especially, you know, the people staying in number one, I bet they have a lot of pressure and they have to always fight for, you know, not even on the court, but off the court too. So, you know, I think I need a little more experience to get there. And But you know, I think also you get more motivation, you know, when you get more high ranking, and for me also, you know, I was really enjoying this year, so hopefully I can keep going like this next year.
Thank you very much. Japanese, please.
お疲れ様でした。先ほど英語の質問でも第三